with all due respect to all of the doctors in the audience and in all of our lives, when I'm looking for somebody who is really taking care of me on a minute-by-minute basis at a stay in the hospital, or I want somebody to be able to inform my family about what's going on and make sure that their stay in the hospital is as informed and as comfortable as possible, there's only one person I want holding my hand, and that is a registered nurse. On the line with us is Deborah Berger. She's a nurse, and she's lives here in Sonoma County, co-president of the National Nurses United and CNA. Deborah, good to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Happy.
Oh, actually, it's morning where you are.
It's morning where we are. Yes, where are you this morning?
Well, we just got finished in Washington, D.C., lobbying for a safe staffing bill, and we're now in Portland, Maine, for a nurses conference.
Wow. Happy National Nurses Week, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's we've heard some of the disputes. We've seen some of the picket lines around for the last year or so from nurses in general. What are the issues for nurses at this moment in time?
What most nurses have in common is trying to get adequate staffing and resources to provide the care that we need to for our patients.
Yes.
And that seems to be almost a never-ending problem.
It does.
But it is one that we think is really important to be able to make sure that our patients get out of the hospital safely.
And what's the answer to this? Where does the answer lie in terms of making sure that the staffing is in, you know, good proportion to the number of patients that you work with every day?
Well, we are fortunate enough that we did manage to get safe staffing ratios, which means that there's a dedicated number of patients per registered nurse. But the problem is that the hospitals don't follow the rest of the law, which says that they have to add additional registered nurses when it warrants it because a patient is sicker than would ordinarily be the case. And so they're supposed to staff up, but they don't. And so we're working on that. And then also we're supposed to have adequate support staff, like unit assistants and unit clerks and other professionals that help get the patient's care.
Yeah, and so you can get on with the business of nursing, yes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it makes no sense. But with companies trying to enhance their bottom line, it really ends up that the patient is the one that suffers.
Yeah. And we all hate that idea, including, of course, the nurses associations. And what about what is the congressional reaction to in Washington to the ideas like these that you're trying to put forth?
Well, what we're trying to put forth right now are safe staffing ratios nationally, because California has had ratio law in effect since 1999 and fully implemented by 2004. So we've had almost 15 years of experience proving that the patient gets out of the hospital sooner, is healthier, and doesn't require readmission to the hospital when they follow those laws. So we are trying to get them nationally, but we're also now we have legislation for workplace safety and decreasing workplace violence, because over the last 10 years, nurses have borne the brunt of patients' frustrations, that really aren't staffed adequately, that get frustrated that they don't get their pain medicines on time. And so nurses, one out of three nurses has been injured on the job from another patient.
That is a stunning number. One out of three.
It is.
Wow.
It is. And it's scary because It didn't used to be that way, but with patients that are frustrated with paying all of these high premiums and deductibles. And all of that, and then with healthcare being so expensive, they expect to be taken care of when they're in the hospital. So it ends up that the family gets frustrated,
yep.
And we don't want to criminalize our patients. So we are trying to make sure that the employer provides adequate training and education to de-escalate situations and to identify mechanisms to alert staff when there is somebody that is at risk for becoming violent.
Are we going to see more and more security at our local hospital, Deborah?
I have a feeling that there is going to create that environment. I know that where I work, there are now more safety procedures in place. The law in California, the workplace violence law, went into effect in California April 1st. And they are making sure that there are mechanisms to provide a level of safety for all healthcare workers in the hospitals.
And of course, top of mind for us all across the country is the opioid issue. And I'm sure that that plays a part in the patients that you see and people coming to the hospital looking for that kind of medication. The nurses are already educated on these issues. And what's being done from a medical standpoint in terms of education about dealing with this increasingly terrible problem?
The issue is sort of a two or three pronged approach to this is providing education and training to physicians and nurses and social workers, but also having adequate mental health care providers, having drug diversion therapy for people, because most patients that do become addicted end up having to go out of the system and buy drugs illegally because they aren't being properly monitored with their providers. And they need treatment because most of these patients are either in immense physical pain or immense emotional, mental pain and need to be treated or they never will become drug-free. And we need to remember to take that into consideration because now physicians and hospital groups are almost going overboard in providing pain relief.
Yeah, that's clear.
Denying pain relief. So we're really concerned about that because patients are afraid to even get surgery now because they're afraid that they won't have pain medicine.
I know, right? We're afraid to be actually going through the surgery without anesthesia or something like that because we've gone so understandably over the top because of this nationwide problem. Let's get closer to home, Deborah. We cannot let this interview end without speaking of the contribution of nurses around Sonoma County during the October wildfires, because the action, the response, and the ongoing tenacity of nurses really saved us from a much more terrible story.
Exactly. And it's really interesting, and it actually helped us, I think, in preparing for earthquakes and other natural disasters, because in this huge disaster in Sonoma County, it ended up being neighbor to neighbor that saved people.
Yes, indeed.
It ended up being the registered nurses that drove patients to other hospitals and got them out of the county in their own cars.
Yeah.
And so that was really pretty amazing when we really looked at what nurses brought to the table, because they often aren't thought of as first responders, but
not anymore.
Situation,
yeah,
not anymore. We had nurses that were wheeling their gurneys out, wheeling hospital beds out of the hospital.
Yes, indeed.
To get them to areas, and you know, there was actually pretty good coverage on what nurses did to help the community during that crisis.
Well, it was certainly well-deserved publicity for the nurses and for so many heroes around Sonoma County. Deborah, thank you so much for being here. Good luck on your quest as you roll along the eastern part of this country, and we'll look forward to seeing you back home.
And thank you for having us on Nurses Week. It really is helpful to get the message out there that nurses are out there fighting for our patients.
We got you. That is Deborah Berger, who is a registered nurse here in Sonoma County and co-president of the National Nurses United.